I'm Brian Wilson, very pleased to have with us today Jim Garrity from over at National Review, filling in as our guest host this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Brian, always great to be here.
And Henry from the Fox News Channel, he's their chief national correspondent, is on the line right now. Incidentally,
good morning,
guys. Author of an upcoming book, 42 Faiths, to be released in April. We'll have you back on to talk about that.
I look forward to doing that.
At a time to be determined. Listen, Ed, there's so much going on. We've neglected to talk about something else this morning that happened late last night. I mean, we were so focused on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision, and we'll get to that in a moment. But the president got on the phone with Chinese leaders and has reinforced that the United States will, and the word being used here, respect the so-called One China policy. This is sort of big stuff.
It is big stuff. I mean, maybe they're trying to finesse not saying they support the One China policy, like you say, that they respect it, they recognize it. That's a bit of a shift because, remember, President Trump, as president-elect, had spoken by phone with the president of Taiwan, and that really set off alarm bells in Beijing. I think what's going on here is you know, that this is a president who, as a candidate, stood up to China again and again during the campaign and said that there'd be a new sheriff in town. And he is maybe meeting the political reality of taking office and realizing China holds a lot of our debt. China has more cards than we might want to admit. And so you've got to deal with them. And so maybe they were poking. He was poking President Xi a little bit in the transition by getting on the phone with the president of Taiwan and maybe suggesting, at least back then in November, that we were going to shift U.S. policy and recognize Taiwan in a more dramatic way. Now realizing, look, if you're going to get some business done with China, you're going to have to show them a bit more respect.
And it comes just before the meeting with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe of Japan.
Sort of
an interesting timing there.
Yeah, because he's not just going to be here in Washington today, Prime Minister Abe, having a news conference with President Trump, and only the second world leader to do that, obviously after Prime Minister May from the UK a couple weeks back. But then he's going down and getting the winter White House treatment, I suppose you could call it, not just playing golf with the president, will be Prime Minister Abe, but he's actually staying in his home, staying at Mar-a-Lago, that swank home and private club that Donald Trump has. So that's kind of a little special treatment for a world leader, and that, as you suggest, is sending another message of maybe not respect to China, but hey, we've got other allies in Asia as China continues to rattle the saber.
Ed, Jim Garrity here, and I'm kind of curious, what's the mood in the White House? On the one hand, that you have to figure they expected a defeat at the Ninth Circuit. On the other hand, the mood and the all caps tweet certainly suggested they were not going quietly into that good night.
No, because there are not great legal or political options in the short term. Mm-hmm. Because look, if you push it to the Supreme Court, we all know that you're. Nobody knows for sure what will happen, so I don't want to just nobody, when people have predicted what's going to happen with Obamacare, the Supreme Court, and other issues have obviously failed miserably. But there's an expectation, at least we could all agree, that this could go 4-4 because of Justice Scalia passing away and still no replacement. And so that complicates two issues. It could be a 4-4 decision, and so then you keep the current policy of President Trump's executive order being blocked. And number two, that then complicates things maybe for Judge Gorsuch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appeared a few days ago to be maybe not sailing towards confirmation. But look, even Democrats know that he is eminently qualified to be on the Supreme Court. And the nuclear option is still out there for Republicans to get him through by just 51 votes if needed. And so the Republicans are going to have the votes in the end. But if all of a sudden this is hanging out there and Judge Gorsuch is going to be the deciding vote before the Supreme Court, that's going to complicate the nomination. And finally, I'd say, one more easy solution might be if President Trump were to just say, okay, I messed up here a little bit. Let's tweak this. Let's come up with a new executive order that's more narrow, that maybe brings more people on board. The problem with that, of course, is President Trump doesn't admit a lot of mistakes, number one, as you know. And number two, he's on camera a few days ago, as you recall, saying that the first executive order was, I think he said, written beautifully. He wouldn't change a word. And so it's not just a flip-flop, but it would be a dramatic shift to all of a sudden say, well, actually, it wasn't written beautifully, and we're gonna change it dramatically. I just don't think there are any good options in the short term. Long term, White House officials have insisted to me that their mood is good because they still think he has the legal authority to do it.
I understand.
But they have so many roadblocks ahead of them that there's no easy option in the short term.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be very complex, the maneuvering in the days ahead. This happened early this morning in your United States Senate.
Are there any senators in the chamber who wish to vote or change their vote? If not, the ayes are 52, the nays are 47. The nomination is confirmed.
That is the nomination of Tom Price to be the Secretary of HHS. The thing I wanted to get into with you is the strategy that Democrats have been using here. Yeah. And with these look, I mean, that's number nine. I think it's fair to say that by this point in the first Obama administration, he had some 20 of his people in place. They're dragging their feet. They're doing everything they can to delay, when ultimately they know they can't defeat these candidates by and large because they don't have the votes. So why are they doing it?
They're doing it because they're under so much pressure from the left. This whole hashtag resist movement is out there. I mean, it even gets to the point of, you know, let's make sure that Nordstrom dumps Ivanka Trump's products. That's a whole other issue. So at every level, the left is still angry about the election results. So let's just be clear about it. And so you've got this resist movement that is pressuring Chuck Schumer, the Senate Democratic leader, again and again. And I think they're setting these high expectations that, we're going to block all these nominations, when you're absolutely right, Brian. They don't have the votes to block it, but they're under so much pressure to look like they're resisting Donald Trump.
Okay,
that
and I get that.
These 2 a.m. votes.
That's right. I love Mitch McConnell. Yeah, well, okay, you want to do that? Then you'll get up at 2 a.m. and vote then. I love that. But here's the other thing about it. I mean, if you resist everything, doesn't that wear down the American people? And don't you lose sympathy with a lot of people in America who say they're just dragging their feet? They're just the party of no.
Yeah, and I heard that for 8 years, and you did as well, about, you know, that's all the Republicans allegedly were in the Obama days. And they were saying, well, we're standing on principle on Obamacare or this issue or that issue. And you're right. So now the Democrats are doing the same thing that they said the Republicans were doing, number one. And number two, I mean, every other day we're finding another piece of video or audio for you that comes up from, say, 2013, when Chuck Schumer, after Barack Obama's reelection, said something like, I think all Americans agree, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, that a new president should have their team in place. Well, guess what, Chuck Schumer? There's a new president now, 4 years later, and you're not putting his team in place. So look, whether you love or hate Donald Trump, at some point, the man deserves to have his administration, his team in place, and then you fight it out on the issues. But I think the Democrats are still frustrated about what happened in November.
I don't think there's an appreciation in the American public as yet about how difficult it is to run a government without your people in place.
Yeah,
it's not an easy thing. All right, we're going to leave it right there. Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks for having me, buddy.